Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito, and it's a pleasure to have you with us tonight. Tonight, we're in discussion with guitarist and composer Sean McGary, and we're going to be talking about his latest release, What a Life. Sean McGary is the owner of the Music Salon. It's an instructional studio in Madeira. And he's also the son of the late tenor saxophonist Jimmy McGary. Sean, as a member of Freak Bass, recorded with Bootsy Collins, Catfish Collins, Bernie Worrell, and Buckethead, as well as recording tracks with country legend David Allen Coe. Sean is currently the guitar player for the Naked Karate Girls, one of the region's most popular and successful bands. And Sean is also a graduate of Full Sail University with a bachelor's degree in entertainment business. It's a pleasure to welcome guitarist Sean McGary to Around Cincinnati.
Man, that was a nice little intro. Thanks for having me, brother. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a real pleasure. Hey, man, I want to tell you, What a Life is a crunching CD.
I'm glad you dig it. I kind of like it. I recorded it with hopes that somebody would like it other than myself.
We want to let people know that What a Life is 12 compositions by Sean, and it's guitar instrumentals. Hey, who are you into? What guitar players do you like that may have contributed to your sound?
You know, it's funny because I'm in my 40s, so I grew up on a lot of the stuff the guys my age did, Aerosmith, Led Zeppelin, The Stones, classic rock. But then I got into Van Halen and the kind of heavy metal stuff, which is my hard rock days. And then in the 90s, I discovered the Red Hot Chili Peppers, which kind of changed my life. And I started listening to their stuff. Then I went back and learned their influences, the James Brown, the P-Funk, that stuff. So that's the stuff I cut my teeth on. Nowadays, I'd listen to everything. I mean, everybody. I like Robin Ford is one of them, Eric Johnson, Joe Bonamassa. But I'm still kind of stuck with my old guys, John Frusciante from the Chili Peppers, Eddie Van Halen.
I would assume as a guitar teacher there at the Music Salon, you've got to be fairly conversant with a wide range of styles and material.
I'm always striving to learn new things. I also learn from my students. Like, they'll turn me onto a new band or something I never heard of. So it's cool in that aspect because when you get a little bit older, you get stuck in your ways and you listen to what you listen to. So for me discovering new stuff, it has to come from an outside source because I don't usually seek it out. But it's kind of cool when somebody turns me onto something new, like 12-year-old students, like, hey, check this out. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is cool. My dad was a great jazz musician, so I grew up around that. I didn't like jazz. I was listening to Kiss and Ted Nugent. Typical boy, 13, 14 years old. One time he said, Cal Collins is going to come over and give you some lessons. And if you don't know who Cal Collins, he's legendary jazz guitar. I mean, one of the best ever in the world. And I looked at him. I said, does he know how to play Kiss or Aerosmith? He said, no, but he'll teach you how to play guitar. I said, I'm not interested. Now, I want to kick my own butt, literally, as hard as I can. In hindsight, but at the time, you don't realize you're a kid.
You're a dumb kid.
But I could have had lessons from Cal Collins. My whole life might be different.
Let's talk a little bit about your new recording.
Yeah, let's talk.
Yeah, What a Life. I tell you, man, there's 12 tracks on this CD, and I put a star by almost every one of them.
And I appreciate that very much.
You know, I tell you what, man, I love the drive, the energy, the crunch, the rhythm tracks, particularly your rhythm guitar tracks.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when you put the leads on top of them.
I was telling you earlier, it's like, it's really a record that I made for myself because I played on a lot of people's records in town and stuff, but I've never done my own solo thing. And I just set out last year, I said, I'm going to do a solo record. It's just going to be me. I might have some guest musicians. I'm going to play what I want, arrange it what I want, how I want, et cetera, et cetera. Had no idea what I was doing. And when I got into it, I was like a little overwhelmed because you're doing everything yourself. And funny because I went back to my roots. A lot of it's, you said you like that crunch stuff. And more of the stuff I play in my latter years here in life is like more the clean kind of funky stuff, which I kind of gravitate towards. So it's very rare that I play that kind of crunchy stuff. But it turned out pretty cool, I think.
It did, man. I want to tell you, the articulation is really clean. I love when you can hear the space between notes, even if you're playing 16th and 32nd notes. The layering is fantastic.
Thank you.
And the harmonization.
Did a lot of harmonies, yeah.
Yeah, with all the guitar parts. I mean, how many guitar tracks are on this thing?
I mean, lots.
Yeah, yeah, you can hear that.
And here's the thing. I love instrumental guitar players like Paul Gilbert, Yngwie. I love that stuff. I couldn't play like that if you put a gun to my head. I mean, I can't shred. I'm not a shredder, but I love listening to it. Yeah. I wanted to put in like an instrumental album where you didn't miss the vocals. Like the guitar was doing like the vocal parts.
It sure was, brother.
So it wasn't crazy shredding stuff. It was just more about melodies, a lot of melodies, a lot of harmonies, interesting parts. At least that's my take on it.
Yeah, I just loved how you guys went about recording.
Well, here's the funny thing. I did all the recording myself in my little studio in my house in Marymount. I had no idea what I was doing. I bought Logic, didn't know how to use it. So this was my first attempt at it. So I recorded all the tracks myself at my studio, and I took them to my buddy Mike Landis at Sound Images, and he just crushed it. He helped me put it all together and suss it out and make it sound cool. Without my buddy Mike Landis, I couldn't have done it. He definitely produced it and did a great job.
Right, and your basic rhythm section on almost all the tracks is bass and drums, the players.
Drum machine for most of it. Hey, technology. I did use a guy named Bam for a couple tracks. Big Bam. He's a drummer in Freak Bass. I used Freak Bass on a couple tracks. My man Tim Watson played on most of it. He is a smoking player around town. Nice. And of course, the cool thing, and we'll talk about this, Randy Villars, he's a great sax player here in town. And cool thing is he actually played my dad's saxophone.
So Randy Villars played your dad's tenor saxophone, the late Jimmy McGarry.
Yes. That was something I've always wanted to do since he died. And his saxophone has literally been sitting in a case collecting dust. So we broke it out, and Randy got it fixed up for me, and he played a fantastic solo on the record with the sax.
Yeah, that's the track Feels So Good. Right. It's one of the more funky tracks where most of this recording is pretty rock-oriented.
Yeah.
And also the sound of your dad Jimmy McGarry's saxophone is on track 9 as well.
Jimmy's song.
Yeah, you kind of get into a bit of an atmospheric type thing.
That's probably the most important thing on this record to me is I've always wanted to do a track where he and I could play together. Now with technology, we can do that. One of my best friends in the world, Jay Reynolds, who lives in Austin, Texas, helped me put that track together, and I couldn't have done it without him.
Anything else you want to say about this recording? Sean McGarry, What a Life?
I'm glad to have it done. I'm looking forward to my next record, which isn't not started yet, but I'm working on some ideas and I've got some players in mind. It's probably going to be more of a funky thing.
Well, we've been in conversation with guitarist and composer Sean McGarry, and we've been talking about his latest recording, What a Life, a rock instrumental CD. More about Sean McGarry and a link to his website can be found at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ron Esposito. Thanks for listening.